From Spark and Anvil and Climate Quest, this is Round and Tilt, in Chapter 1 of the Climate Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The Climate Quest geography lab hummed with a low, steady sound. It smelled faintly of old paper and new plastic. Alex stood in the middle of it all, arms crossed tightly over their chest. A big, bright lamp in the corner glowed like a miniature sun, casting long shadows. Alex pointed a finger at it. "I still think I understand this," they said, a puzzled frown on their face. "Summer is when Earth gets closer to the sun. Winter is when it's farther away. That just makes sense, right? It seems so simple." A smooth, calm voice drifted from the far wall. "An easy answer, indeed. They are often lovely, but they don't always tell the whole story." A figure glided into view. It looked like a walking, talking hoop, taller than Alex. This was Round. They moved with a quiet grace, always following the huge oval path painted on the floor. Their journey was steady, always the same, like a planet in orbit. From the room's very center, a globe on a stand wobbled hard, almost bouncing. "Not the whole story. It's not even the main point," the globe chirped, its voice bright and quick. It leaned permanently to one side, as if perpetually curious, always listening for something on the floor. This was Tilt. "If you think seasons are just about distance, Alex, you're in for a big surprise." Round circled to a stop beside Alex. "Tilt and I work as a team," they explained. "It's a joint effort, really, but most people give me far too much credit for how the seasons happen." Tilt wobbled again, their polar ice cap glinting under the lab lights. "Way too much credit. Let's get the facts straight, once and for all. It's time to talk about the lean."
Round gestured with a smooth, featureless hand. Alex followed them along the huge oval path on the floor. The painted lines felt cool beneath Alex's sneakers. "This is my job," Round explained, their voice a soft, deep hum. "I guide Earth on its journey around the sun. This trip takes a whole year, exactly 365 days. My path isn't a perfect circle, though. It's more like an egg, an ellipse." They stopped at one end of the oval. A small painted snowflake marked the spot. "Right here," Round said, tapping the floor with a gentle touch. "This is when the top half of Earth, the part we call the Northern Hemisphere, is actually closest to the sun. This happens every January." Alex's eyes grew wide. Their jaw dropped slightly. "But that's the middle of winter. January is always freezing where I live." They shivered just thinking about the cold wind and snow. "Exactly," Round beamed, a quiet satisfaction in their tone. "My small change in distance is real. But for most places, it's not why you're building snowmen, or why you'd be heading to the beach. If I were the only one in charge, the seasons would be much, much milder. And for people up north, they'd be completely backward." Round began to move again, a slow, steady glide. They moved toward the oval's other end. "My part of the story is about the long, steady journey. It's the calendar of the year. But for the real drama of the seasons, for that, you definitely need my partner."
"My turn," Tilt shouted, spinning with a happy wobble that made the stand creak. "Come over here, Alex. Forget about distance for a second. Think about aim." Alex walked closer to the wobbly globe. Tilt leaned proudly, never quite standing straight, always angled. "See this lean? I'm not broken, you know. I'm tilted. Earth is always tilted on its axis. It's about 23.5 degrees. I never, ever straighten up. It's my most important feature, the thing that makes me, me." Tilt pointed a small metal arm toward the sun lamp. "Imagine the sun's light is like water, like from a giant spray bottle. When the northern hemisphere is tilted toward the sun, like this," they angled the top of the globe toward the lamp, making a shadow shift. "It gets a direct blast of light and heat, a full-on soaking. That's summer." Alex peered closely at the globe. They could see the light hitting North America straight on, bright and strong. It looked like a bullseye, soaking up all the warmth. But, Tilt continued, their voice rising with excitement, as Round carries us to the other side of the orbit, Mylene stays pointed the exact same way in space. Now look. The globe moved to the opposite side of its imaginary path. It was still tilted in the exact same direction, aimed at the same distant point. The top half now leaned away from the lamp. See? The sunlight hits us at a low, shallow angle. It's just a glancing blow. The light and heat spread out. They feel much weaker. That's winter. It's not about being far away. It's about getting a less direct hit.
Let's put it all together now, Round said, gliding back toward the room's center. Teamwork makes the dream work. Or in our case, it makes the seasons happen, year after year. Tilt nodded eagerly, almost bouncing on their stand. Show them, Round. Take us on a chip. Round reached for a shelf. They picked up a small model of Earth. It was a little blue and green marble, cool to the touch. Just like the larger globe, this model was also permanently tilted. Round began to carry it along the oval path on the floor. Okay, Alex, watch the tilt carefully, Round instructed. It never changes its direction. It always points toward that far wall over there, no matter where I go. Round moved the tiny Earth model. Alex watched it happen, their mind working to connect the pieces. When the model reached the January spot, it was closest to the sun lamp. The northern half was clearly tilted away from the light. It received the weak, glancing sunlight Tilt had described. That was winter. It made perfect sense now. Then, Round gracefully carried the model to the July spot. This was on the far side of the orbit, the point farthest from the sun lamp. But the lean hadn't changed. The northern half was now tilted directly into the bright beam of the lamp. It was getting the full blast of light and warmth. That was summer. Whoa, Alex breathed, watching the tiny globe complete its journey. So you're farthest away in summer, but you get more direct sun because of the tilt. The puzzle pieces clicked into place. That's our whole story, Tilt and Round said together, their voices blending in a satisfied hum.
Alex stepped back. They looked from the looping path on the floor to the wobbly globe in the center. The lab felt quieter now, the mystery solved. Okay, I finally get it, Alex said, a grin spreading across their face. Round, you're in charge of the whole trip, the year. You set the calendar. But Tilt, you decide if we need a t-shirt or a parka. The lean is the real deal. Precisely, Round said, a satisfied hum in their voice. My distance matters just a little bit, but Tilt's angle is the star of the show, especially for seasons in places like North America, Europe, and Asia. Tilt did a small celebratory wobble, almost losing their balance. It's all about the angle of the dangle. The lean is the reason for the season. It's why one part of the world has summer while the other has winter. We're total opposites, but we make it work. Alex smiled. It wasn't about one simple answer, like they first thought. It was about two things working together, a clever partnership. One made the year pass, the other made it interesting. It's a pretty cool system, Alex said. They felt smarter just for understanding it. We think so too, Round and Tilt replied in unison. The sun lamp shone steadily in the geography lab, a constant beacon. And Alex noticed a warm, settled feeling spreading through them, the quiet, happy calm that comes when something tangled finally smooths out and the world feels a little more knowable. The two partners stood proud and content, ready to share that same warm click of understanding with the next explorer who wandered in.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Round and Tilt. Released under Creative Commons BYNC SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.